I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Here's the modern lament that comes out of so many of our mouths. If only people would get their noses out of their smartphones, we could return to the days when people really connected with each other and engaged in meaningful communication. Oh, the perils of Facebook, FaceTime, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, BuzzFeed, Foursquare, and all of their digital cousins. For so many of us, life seems saturated with technology and smartphone apps that seem to shape our contemporary identities. Isn't it refreshing when we're able to take a step back and reflect on the ways that the panoply of digital technology has taken over our lives? And it's especially refreshing when these insights come out of the mouth of a 13-year-old, this week's essayist, Emily Alford.
Why do we strive to be popular? Why do we choose the hard way to get people to like us? Why do I care what people think? Each morning, I immediately grab my phone. I scroll through my notifications. Friends texted, asking about homework and gossip, Snapchatted, and liked my photo on Instagram. One person FaceTimed a million times, and many people texted on a group chat that I never read. Of course, I answer texts, go on Snapchat, Instagram, and FaceTime. I can't let people think that I don't care, right? Then I realize that I'm late for school. Outside my classroom, I talk to kids passing, even though I'm late. During class, I don't chat. I don't know what to say. But that's okay. At lunch, I sit with my friends and talk. And the other people act like they know what we're talking about. When I'm not part of a conversation, I sit quietly, waiting for an opening to join. After school, I try to finish homework quickly so I can text and FaceTime. As I work, my phone stares at me, tempting me to pick it up and get lost for hours, impressing people and convincing them that I'm cool, popular, interesting, funny, or nice. I ignore a FaceTime after I see who's calling, but I answer another FaceTime from someone I like, even though my work isn't done. When I put my phone down, I'm sleepy, but I haven't finished my homework. I work into the night, my parents urging me to hurry up and get to sleep. Eventually, I sleep, planning how I'm going to act tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'll repeat the cycle, trying to get people to like me and going out of my way to impress. I know that I shouldn't live life based on what I think other people want. I used to work so hard to get people to like me, but it wasn't worth it. There was so much pressure, and it suffocated me. I sacrificed so much to fit in and be popular. My schoolwork, my relationship with my parents, my friendships, even my health. I lived like this, thinking that it was okay. It's not. Now, I act like me, and I realize people like me for me, not the person I tried so hard to be. I believe that we need to be ourselves and live our lives feeling like and liking ourselves, no matter what anyone says.
Emily Alford will be entering the 8th grade at the Gordon School in East Providence. She lives with her family in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.